up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking. Time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
This Parker Pathways. Everybody knows who be. And this is Parker Pathways, September 30th, 2007. And what we're talking about is the way that the United States government and the House of Representatives and the Congress are putting the water reuse plan a piece at a time. What they're doing is taking little towns and placing water bills in there to have the reusable water system and saying, well, it's going to help us and reclaim our wastewater and evidence. I'll give you an example of House Representative Bill 716. This is in a little town of Santa Rosa in California. I just picked that one out of the hat. Every little town is piecemealing in it. It's the same thing as the Immigration Act. They're doing it piecemeal. And the little R1 visa situation, the green card, you know, saying, well, we have these people from India because we're doing this. We're taking technology and putting it into our system. And so they attach that into the water reuse bills. H.R. 716, Little Town Santa Rosa. This is called the Reclamation Wastewater and Ground Study Facility Act. And then there's somebody gets up in the well of the House of Representatives and said, our little town needs this. This is going to help our little town. And the whole thing is it's authorizing the Secretary of Interior to participate in the design and construction of Santa Rosa Urban Water Reuse Plan. And the recycling facilities authorized by this legislation will result in significant improvements in water quality and water supply reliability. This is the amended paragraph to blend the water into the regular potable water. And this is going to say, well, this is just going to put our town in the right direction of Santa Rosa. It says the Santa Rosa Urban Reuse Bill is a huge step in the right direction of the city of Santa Rosa. It'll help the city increase its reuse of wastewater as an alternative to releasing water in the Russian River, which is a very big river in California. It floods every year. And where my district receives a great majority of our drinking water. Now, the whole point of this is the argument that the recycled water is being used for golf courses, landscaping, and other facets of the whole thing, and not use the potable water for that is a totally legitimate argument. But the government and the water districts have their procedure manuals already printed in terms of what to tell the public, the press, and everybody else. They say, well, this is going to take 4 to 5 years to recycle the aquifer. Well, where do you think it goes in the aquifer when we get it back? It goes in our tap. So, welcome and wake up, everybody. We're going to talk about Toilet to Tap to Table, Threat to Biodiversity Act, which is something that the way this should hit the wall and to the grass and to the road.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Dr. Wynn Parker and Parker Pathways, September 30th, 2007. I'm going to deviate just a little bit on something. If you look at the grain prices and on the stock market and how it works, is that you can tell that the world change is now in stone. Concerning the concept, there isn't any grains that are going to be any at a lower price on the commodity market. And the food markets are changing in such a way that the control of the food market is now going to go into a separate kind of trading bid system. Because of the supply distributions and disruptions that are going to be occurring in the world. This brings me over to a concept about something that is going on in Texas. I'm quite fascinated with the concept that there are people that are evangelists and evangelists and other kinds of religious folks, and who are citing the Bible as a way to control the global warming. I'm not going to take any sides with this. I'm going to call it the way it is. There's someone by the name of Susie Payenter. I hope I'm pronouncing her name correctly. She's the head of a Baptist church there. Now, she's pointing to the New Testament. She's saying that the good shepherd does not exploit his sheep, and a psalm that declares the earth is the Lord's and all its fullness. And this is one of the hallmarks of handling global warming. Then there's somebody else whose name is Frank Brown. And his version of the world is he quotes the Old Testament. And he says that while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. and that comes from the Old Testament. Now, the dispute is over the environment and how it affects the total position of things. There's the fellow by the name of Jack Graham, who is a part of another religious group, who is trying to debunk the theory of evolution, and there are people who are involved in that. His position is not to worship creation instead of the Creator. Now, if you take all these religious points of view and put them together, I have this idea of the toilet, the tap, the table as a threat to Biodiversity Act. And this is a concept of thing. You can take a look at the place in Jerusalem where you have the tomb of Christ where he was. You've got the garden. You've got all the rest of it that goes with it. And there's a lot of purification that went on, and that is way beyond our understanding as to those sites and how pure they became. But the people that talk in terms of these religious views should be respected. But the point is that we're not bringing in what I keep talking about, is the fact that we're not looking at what people are doing to us with nature. In other words, I maintain that global warming absolutely pales by comparison of the change of our gene structures through natural toxins, drugs, environment, heredity, all of this. The loss of our species as human beings on this planet is shocking, and something has to be done about it. I would say to these evangelicals, folks, take a look at my toilet to tap to table. The water that goes from your tap coming into your body goes out, toilet comes back in the irrigation system on their food. Think about it. There's something to be said for what you're trying to talk about and what you're trying to say. I'm just putting that out there because that's the reality of this. You have a process by which we have to change gene structures to make things work. And that's the fact. You can't live on this planet anymore without discussing the concept of how we're going to manage a gene system to be able to change it through gene therapy and concepts of this if we're going to save our species. And that's a fact of it. Okay, thanks. So anyway, I just want to put that out there. I just want to put that out there because what's happening here is the fact that there is a sense of denial in terms of how, if we're going to have, according to the Bible, according to the people that are reading the Bible, we're supposed to have seasons, we're supposed to have seeding. I mean, our seeds can't produce as they did. That's why we have genetic engineering. Our concept of seasonal concepts are changed because the biodiversity of humans are interfering with nature, and nature's interfering with humans. I want to get, before this show's over, the concept of the whole process of experimental drugs being used on humans and how this may affect us in a good way and maybe not. And I hope that we can cover it in this show. But the whole process here is we are at a crossroads in a bigger way. I take this Iranian fellow who came in here and talked about at Columbia University, and he was talking about the Mahdi, who's coming in for the beginning of the end times. And the whole thing comes down to, and he gives that prayer in front of the United Nations. He's done it for 3 years in a row. And no one talks about it. No one mentions the fact. But the whole point of that religion is the destruction of infidels. And what do you think infidels mean? They mean a concept of the whole, what I call the gestalt. In psychology, it's called the gestalt of the whole process of thinking processes that go into what you think about any subject. And so we have a Gary in Tennessee on the air. Gary, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hello, Gary. Thank you for calling Parker Pathways.
Yeah, I am an electrical engineer by education with 25 years experience. Nanoparticles was not spoken of, but I am quite familiar series.
That's right.
And this chemtrail spraying that's done with these barium salt nanoparticle size, and they're charged because I've gone under a high intensity light in a parking lot when the wind was blowing and watched these illuminated particles dance in the air. They don't fall to the ground. They go there eventually, mostly carried by rainfall. But my point is this. RBN sponsors Aaronizer or Aaron Air, whatever you want to call it, and it deals with O12, which every time it hits a charged particle in the air, it goes down 2 points, O10, O8, O6, etc. And my point is, at least you could put one of these aeronizers in your home and keep the air clean so you're not breathing these aluminum and barium poisonous salts. That makes sense?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, any kind of ionizer is extraordinarily helpful. It still avoids the bigger picture of what we have to do to change the engineering and the system and the politics of selective contamination. We can have the ionizer, close the house, do the thing, have good breathing. But meanwhile, out there, there are people out there that are still changing the social and political system to keep these things in the air. And I just don't like to think about a product. I like to think about the state-of-the-art engineering advances that have to be made by invention and innovation.
Time out. I watched one of these planes spraying about 3,000 feet off the ground, chemtrails right over the top of my house, headed directly towards the Dayton International Airport. And I was standing out in my yard on a cell phone, not a cell phone, but a wireless phone. And I called him. I said, "Do you have a plane approaching your tower on radar?" "No, we don't." I said, "BS."
That's what I'm talking about.
SOB right over the top of my
head. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Right to you, and I'm 2 miles away from you.
That's exactly
right. Don't give me that crap.
Basically,
they denied. Government denial in what's going on is, you know, the Senate and Congress won't even acknowledge that the North American Union and SPP and all these agreements that Bush has signed exist. It's a conspiracy theory. That's their favorite term to use.
I know it.
And so chemtrails are a conspiracy theory. Bull crap. Look in the air when you get up in the morning.
That's why we have to look in the air. That's why we have to change it. We have to get out here and change it. It's like my song says, it's up to you and me. Listen, I appreciate it, Gary. I take your call seriously, and you're totally right.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, P.A. 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
This is Parker Pathway, September 30th, 2007. Call number is 800-313-9443. I want to give you the pattern for the Toilet to Tap to Table Threat to Biodiversity Act is what I'm calling it. And this is a real act that's got to be pulled together nationally. And I want to give you the what the planners, and this comes from, it was started around 1950 when the government wanted to do this then, and the idea of using chlorine to disinfect recycled water. And before the show is over, I hope we can get into the human diseases and cancers that are caused by that step. And of course, if you add the chloramine, you're indicating all the other molecular structures of the colorectal cancers and reproductive incapacities. So the whole process there is a three-way change of the gene structure in the following way. The water treatment system would take wastewater, which would go into three major processes. And the primary process from the toilet would be that the large solids will be separated by allowing them to settle and float. That's being done now. The secondary stage is the effluent would then be filtered, and then these are organics, these fine organic and inorganic solids and microbial organisms are filtered. And then the third or the tertiary stage is that the water would be filtered through the fine sand to remove suspended solids, and then at this tertiary stage, the water is chlorinated. And that's the step that I'll do many shows on the human medical and animal damage that will be done to pets, domestic kind of thing, which are already documented and done, and they've known since 1953. some of this water will be returned and pumped wherever it's going to go to, or used to irrigate fields is what the government's promoting, and then or parks or landscaping. The theory is that this will seep into the landscape. Part of the other part of the water that comes from this tertiary stage will be microfiltered. This is what they're doing now. It's filtered through fine membranes, and these remove bacteria and other organisms, but that is only a small percentage. These additional three-step systems have been done in Orange County, California, and that's a standard cancer study that's been going on since 1950 from Orange County. I've talked about the Irving Ranch many times as been the focal point of the government's activity on these experiments with the water. That's been going on for nearly 25 years and maybe longer. After the microfiltration system, go to reverse osmosis. All right. I've always advocated reverse osmosis as being advanced in another engineering technology. And the water will be directed and these high pressures on these thin membrane systems, of which I have an enormous knowledge about. And they'll eliminate, they're supposed to eliminate salts, viruses, or pesticides, and then most of these organic compounds. That's not completely true. And then ultraviolet light, I've always advocated, and it should be expanded in the state of the art. They've added hydrogen peroxide. They started this 3 years ago. This was one of the problems when I came out with chloramine causing collateral health damage, was the fact that I exposed that they were adding the hydrogen peroxide. Their story to the public at that time was that they were changing the pH of the water, which is pure baloney. The combination would accelerate these breakdown of organic compounds to create another compound, of which they added these other compounds. There are others. There are a whole list of chemicals that I've talked about that are in the water that are cancer-producing. They're all that form the trihalomethanes and the trihalocetic acids, the bromoacetic acids, and the idoacetic acids, which are all mutagenic. They all change the gene structure of mammals. And a mammal can be a hamster, it can be a human, it can be a whale, which it is. And this is happening. And then the next step is after all these treatments, the water, and this is the key point, the government is saying that the water is essentially distilled water. And then it can be pumped back into the water table in all the streams. The key argument that the government is putting onto the public is the fact that they, well, 4 or 5 years will go back to the aquifer and it'll come back. Well, that's the point. We already are developing in our tap what we got from the toilet a few years ago. And that the government says, well, that's not a problem. Where most of our water that we drink is the figure that they've been using for the past 3 years when they try to attack me nationally on challenging them on chloramine. I should have put toilet to tap to table then. The whole process is that it goes back and say, well, it's 25 times cycle by the time we get it. Well, the bottled water already has 25% of what you're going to find in the tap water. So you go in the process. Then the next step. I'm shorthanding this so as to make it a little easier for you to understand. Preparing. This is the key government position done by the Department of Defense called the preparation for homes. And this groundwater will be drawn up, as it's put, treated at the drinking water treating plants after it's pumped back from the streams. Think about it. Where do you think that water goes in the irrigation system to treat plants that we eat? This is farm food we're talking about. We come back from the break. We'll get into recycling and potable water medical defects.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
This is Parker Pathways. Dr. Erwin Parker, and it's September 30th, 2007. And on the basis of this recycled water system to be put into the irrigation system and our potable water, and the concept of the development of how this can affect us chemically in the body, I will go into in great length at another time. Right now, I want to present the concept of how case is going to the Supreme Court interrelates with this. This is a lawsuit that will probably affect our lives as in this generation more than any other lawsuit that's ever reached the Supreme Court. In fact, in many ways, this particular lawsuit makes all the rest of these laws, you know, all these concepts of constitutional rights pale by comparison. The lawsuit is called the Abigail Alliance for Better Access to Developmental Drugs against Andrew von Eschenbach. And Eschenbach, of course, is the controller of the FDA at this time, and this lawsuit is based upon a contending that the government regulations have kept plaintiff is Abigail Burroughs, and she was 21 when she died, and she was denied potentially experimental cancer medicines, and this violated her constitutional right to defend her life. That's the basis of the suit. It's very complex, but that's the basis of the suit. This is going in front of the Supreme Court. Now, this argument that's going in front of the Supreme Court is based upon the granting of a dying patient to either have greater access to the experimental drugs. Now, if you look at the cancers that are the result of the recycled water system, the contaminated food supply, this ties in with the medical protocols. Now, I haven't made a bridge there. That happens to be the fact of the whole issue here, and I'm shorthanding it because of time. We only have an hour. We only have 30 minutes left on our Parker Pathway shows. But the thing is that the FDA guidelines have kept Abigail Burroughs from obtaining these potentially life-saving experimental cancer medications. And this violation of her constitutional life is a whole thing that I'm talking about in the constitutional amendment about having a right to vote what goes in our food, water, and medical protocols. This particular case in front of the Supreme Court is about the medical protocols. And in July of the year 2003, Abigail Lawrence, which was representing the plaintiff who had died in the year 2001, they filed a suit. That was in August 20th on 2004. The United States District Court threw out the case, and because the court felt that the argument in their jurisdiction is not persuaded that the plaintiff, Abigail, was seeking a recognized constitutional right. In other words, the United States District Court eliminated the concept that you do not have a right to your extended life. That was their opinion. Think about what I'm saying. This is in August 2004. The United States District Court threw that case out and said she did not have a right to extend her life. May 2006, the United States Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia, they ruled 2-1 that a mentally competent, terminally ill adult patient has a constitutional right to use, on the advice of a doctor, any drug that has passed the first step of the FDA's three-phase approval process. And the reason that's important is because the clinical trial system is important to test these drugs in clinical trial. They have three phases, and the first phase to be able to make that election that you want to extend your life. You have a right to do that. The United States District Court says you do not. The United States Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia says you have a right on your first step clinical trial. On March 2007, the full nine-member circuit court, one of the most powerful circuit courts in America, heard the case on a re-argued demur. On August 2007, the full nine-member circuit court voted 8-2 against Abigail Burroughs, who had died in 2001. So the plaintiffs do not have a right to have an extension of their life on the concept of experimental drugs. Now, the reason this is this particular case interwines with the constitutional amendment that I want to place in the United States Constitution and write it, put it in front of the public, is that we should have a right to vote what goes in our food, water, and medical protocols, but we need to have a right to have an input on our protocol. And the protocol is, do we live or die? Do we live or die based on the decisions that have been made by companies who have decided, and governments? Let's not forget this. This is under United Nations control as well. I've talked about this on several shows. And the thing is that they control the concept of which way these particular aspects of the food and the water and the drugs are controlled, and how you will get them. That's going to be the basis of the future living or dying. The Mahdi who comes in and that the Iranian dictator is talking about is very clear. They go into Iraq, they know the place, and they're going to set it in who lives and dies based upon these subjects that I'm talking about. So the whole thing comes out of the fact that you take an... I want to give you an example before I have to get into the concept of the medical problems with the recycled water. You take the human insulin. Now, that was marketed by Eli Lilly. That became the first genetically engineered drug that was approved by the FDA, and that was in 1982. Now, all the people that are in the religious world, that are in the rest of the world, they say, well, we can't do that. We kind of have stem cells. We can't do that. We can't do this engineering. We can't do this tissue concept. Where do you think the human insulin came from? Where do you think that came from? It was genetically engineered by three different genes that were processed and from various animals and humans to be able to make that product. It was a 10 milliliter vial. And it had a concept that you would, it was a regular human injection and everything. Now, of course, we've got into advanced technologies of which we were able to administer the insulin in different ways, but most of it was genetically engineered. You know why it's genetically engineered? Because the human gene system and the human gene pool had changed its biodiversity, which is what I'm talking about. This is the fact that it changes biodiversity to be able to survive with a different gene signal. Now, let us go back to 1978 the water system, as they were planning on the recycled water to be used as drinking water. They did there was one study in 1978. It's a classic. It was done by Dr. Kanner, and it was an age-adjusted cancer mortality study for white people in 1968 and 71. Like it or not, different generic concepts and how we develop this comes in different gene structures in different ethnic groups. Like it or not, this is the way the world works. This is the way it did work. And you are talking to a tiger that'll take on any one of these people that think they know what they're talking about when they talk about ethnic and medicine. The exposure assessment was a trihalomethane that Kanner used. They use a chloroform concentration in the chlorine. Now, the whole process of this is that you take the recycled water, according to the government, what they're trying to sell the public, it'll be disinfected with chlorine. Well, if you disinfect with chlorine, you're back to where we are in the other aspects of things in terms of adding the amine, which is going to be able to change the liver process, particularly if you, and it'll kill you. There's no question about it. You're going to have tumors form. This is one of the things in the back of the liver. You're not going to see that well on your liver shots. So the Kanner studies, the bladder cancer in females was associated with increasing the trihalomethane levels. The association was seen for men only in the northern regions of the United States. No one has figured out to this day why that's the case, but it could be that there are different mineral concentrations and organic toxins in the water in the north that are different than the south. This study was done by Dr. Kanner in 1978, and they used the studies in Pennsylvania, where in which an increase of 65% of the population was drinking a single water supply that was contaminated with the recycled water. Okay, so they have Dr. Hogan in 1979. This was an age-adjusted cancer mortality rate for whites and from 1950 to 1969. This would be considered a longitudinal study, and this is in 156 U.S. counties. I've read all these studies and studied them. These are peer-reviewed systems. The organic contaminant level in the finished drinking water supply was from 163 water treatment facilities in 1975, and there was an increase in the population of a 50% increase in the population that was served with sources that were tested by the United States EPA. I'm reading right from the end note of the actual study, 620 pages. The chloroform levels were associated with large intestine and rectum cancer in males, and large intestine and bladder cancer in females. They knew this. They knew this. Understand this now. This is not something that you have like today where everybody thinks that they can get information from the internet or they can get information from other source. Physicians are not even allowed to discuss this subject. They're not even allowed to discuss this subject. If you don't think so, you just try bringing it up and see how far you get. They'll consider you some kind of, call you character assassinated in some form. That's what's being done in some of these hospitals that have their fancy facades, but they have their government contracts. So the first government contract out was Dr. Carlo and Dr. Meltellin in 1980. This was a registry-based age-adjusted cancer incident rate, and that registry means that you keep track in a registry similar to what the Center for Disease Control has on various diseases. Of course, those are the public doesn't realize that the CDC only reports what physicians report to them. So if the physician doesn't report it, it's not going to be known. They're going to say, well, we don't know anything about it. And that's exactly what they're saying about recycled water and chloramine. They're saying, well, the physicians are just not reporting this on the rashes, the developmental skin disorders, the intestinal cancers, the migratory coronary clots that are occurring unannounced without any other chemical imbalance. Nobody's, you know, say, well, gee, they just must have ate something. They actually say that. So the CDC is saying, well, we don't have any problem with recycled water because no one's reporting any rashes or concept or eye problems or any coronary problems or intestinal problems that are related to this. In this study of Carlo and Metlin in 1980, the trihalomethane concentration was associated with pancreatic cancer on the recycled water among the white males only. Now, this is the same answer that you're going to get when you do chloramine studies, which is why chloramine caused colloidal health damage. You take another look at that on the RBN homepage, and you get another worldview. The surface water sources were associated with esophageal and pancreatic cancers in the total population, but the highest trihalomethane touch on the white males was a pancreatic cancer. Now, I've talked about this in the different males and females react differently to all of these things. And we'll get into a lot of shows on the whole concept of how males and females react to these things in terms of the water base. So the Toilet to Tap the Table Threat to Biodiversity Act has more than meets the eye. There's another study. There are 400 and some studies. I'm only picking ones that are not aberrant or not excessive. There are ones that are in the mainstream. I haven't even discussed what the extensive extremes are. There's a study that interests me very much done by Dr. Brezerford in 1983. The government knew this. It was a registry-based cancer incident study in 1968 to 1974. And they were restricted to a group 25 to 74 years of age, and it was done. it was done in London, England, and they took proportion of river water that's reused. In other words, the water that we're talking about mixed with well water before the distribution in these boroughs in England, and they even went back as far. This is amazing. See, 1926 and 1925. Between 1926. In 1975, they did studies, and then they did other studies that were reported in 1983. The proportion of reusable water associated with stomach cancer and all urinary and bladder cancers in both sexes occurred. And so after the adjustment of the statistical, what are called statistical covariates, only the results for the females were marginally statistically significant. But, of course, what they're saying is there were other factors that the females got more stomach cancer from the reusable water. So this was mixed with well water in the concept. So we're going back to get the full picture. This was coming into the Second World War, if we look at history. This was between we're going into 1926 and 1975. And this, the Thames River well mixture was the source of these cancer studies on the recycled water. The study of Isaacson was very important. Isaacson in 1985. This was another registry-based age cancer study of recycled water and disinfection with chlorine, which is what the government wants to do now. I am outraged that they could use dichloroethylene to increase male colon and rectal cancer, regardless of using chlorine and the recycled water. But female rectal cancer rates increased, but not, they're saying, well, it really wasn't significant, but it's 60%. I think that's significant. And the chlorinated groundwater sources associated with both cancer types in this 1985 study was conducted from 1969 to 1981 for the state of Iowa. So what we're going to do, we're going to carry through with a lot of this work and figure out how the Toilet to Tap the Table Threat to Biodiversity Act is going to be part of your life, and also the Burroughs case in front of the Supreme Court. We'll come back and finish off our show.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt? Maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
This is Parker Pathways, and I wanted to make the point that it's the on the toilet to tap to table threat to biodiversity concept is the fact that we need to look at limiting the exposure to these various aspects of gene pool threats and real-world dosage relationships. The government gets away with doing things because they call it, well, they got to adjust the dose. That's what they've done with chloramine. It's illegal. They had no business. They didn't make the decision to make that. That was, again, the EPA dictated to the states to do it, and the states did the cheap way out. The whole thing comes down to the fact the EPA's default in terms of decision-making, which is why it should be in front of a grand jury in science and technology, they fail to calculate the cumulative risk. When I talk about bioaccumulation in the human body of the processes of these interactions of the mixed chemicals in chloramine causes collateral health damage, which is on the homepage of RBN, that term bioaccumulation is now accepted as part of an expert witness legal term. And it's been adopted in the law as a basis for expert witnesses to discuss the concept of the toxicology of things. The government's getting away with taking our life and putting a hazard based upon dose relationships because of water chemists and food chemists who are under the government control under these new acts, under Homeland Security even. And that's reality. So what I'm trying to do is to limit the exposure of my audience and the United States of America people to these harmful substances and also the other aspects of the labeling aspects. But we need to find ways to limit these exposures so that we're not into this business of being legally put into effect on the dose relationship concept. That's why this Burroughs case, in terms of going in front of the Supreme Court, is the when you can take a drug to have the right to be able to extend your life and have the right to that, which we don't have now. And when you look into the law, we've never had it. And that's why we have to have the constitutional amendment to have the right to determine the food and water and medical protocol for determining our life. And if we don't do it, then we're setting up a process where freedom in thought is no longer recognized as it is in the writings of the Constitution. That's why these other religious groups in the world can get away with talking about the fact, well, you don't think like us, so you don't have any way to protect your thoughts. We have the right to do that because we're older, or we made it up, like Kwanzaa, which is a holiday made up by a prison felon who now we have it on our calendars. The whole point is that there's ignoring the very fact that we are being threatened as a species because we're not interacting correctly with the nature concepts and the signals that nature gives us. And nature gives us those signals through our, what we call, health. Tune in next week and let's make a change. Keep smiling and God bless America. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much. Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? Probably. And all that you will have in the time of your life. It's true.